This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And this is hour number three. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. What I like about 1911 University is that it can be both conceptual and philosophical, and all at the same time while being technical, mechanical, some other things that end with C-A-L. I just love it. And joining us once again from Chambers Custom is Joe Chambers. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. How are you?
I'm doing good. I've been doing a little thinking. And I've been doing a lot, you know, I do a lot of talking to Steve Fisher. And I do a lot of talking to Dave Harrington. And, you know, now Steve shoots a variety of guns, right? Just a smorgasbord of them. He shoots them all well. And Dave Harrington, in another life, he shot a lot of 1911s. You know, and that's probably because during his military time, that was a weapon that, even after we transitioned to the Beretta M9 in 1985, I still was issued a 1911 for the ring till I got out of the military in 1990. So, they talked me into re-examining Glock. I had sworn off a Glock a long time ago. I don't like them. It isn't so much that I don't like the guns. I just don't like the guy, Gaston Glock. He's a real piece of work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so I have left those alone. But they talked me into them, looking at them, simply because of what they are. And I know you own one, don't you? You own a Glock as well, right?
Yeah, I have two Gen 2 17s, actually.
Okay. Now, here's my question. Here's my question. Now, the 1911, which was the standard, it was the standard bearer. Everybody carried the 1911. There were no other semi-automatics, maybe some Brownings occasionally, but, you know, who would carry a Browning if you could carry a 1911 45? That was just for decades. That was the gun. Everybody carried it. Lots of people carried it, all levels of education, everything else. And then one day we woke up, and we started getting told, well, it's difficult to manipulate a gun with a safety. It's difficult to manipulate a gun that has so many mannerisms and it's eccentric in the way it handles certain ammunition, and it won't handle this kind of ammunition. And like, this gun couldn't evolve to the next step. And we started seeing guns like Glocks pop up, which are no safety, you know, relatively simple. You pull them apart, it's three pieces. It's about as simple as it can be. And did we just dumb ourselves down when that happened?
I think it's more along the lines of keeping in mind when the Glock craze kind of came out. There weren't a lot of 1911 manufacturers at that time. You either got Colt or Springfield.
Right.
There were a few boutique companies like, DeVell or can't think of the name of the company. It's not Safari. Yeah, it might have been Safari International, something like that.
Daytonics. There was Daytonics back in the day.
Yeah, Daytonics. Yeah, those, a few of those boutique companies, most of whom were getting their parts from the same people.
Right.
Like Al Capone over at King's, Swenson, you know, places like that. So there weren't excuse me, there weren't a lot of choices and variety in the 1911 world. Whereas, for example, how many Smith and Wesson semi-automatic pistols, different models were there through the 70s, 80s, and into the 90s?
Was there two?
I don't even. No, 200.
Oh,
I don't
okay.
know. I mean, there was the 6906, the 6903, the 6907,
oh, yeah.
the 6911.
Yeah, right.
I mean, there was a gazillion models of pistols that were, you know. You had the Star Firestars. You had the Star Bs that were coming in. So, you know, Glock was a simple solution because there was no external safety. It was basically extremely user simple. And I think a lot of police departments, you know, they look at it and they go, well, we have to operate in any level of business. You have to operate understanding that you have to train the lowest common denominator.
Right.
That's the bottom line. And if we're honest with ourselves as human beings, we will admit that not every one of us has an IQ of 130. That's the way life is. It doesn't make a person any better or worse than another person if they're not as smart as another person. No, it doesn't make them better or worse at all. Just they have a lower level of comprehension or a lower level of ability. So by going to Glock, you got rid of having to train somebody to take the thumb safety off, which I don't know. I don't think it's a big deal because I've shot the gun, that style of gun so long that the safety naturally comes off when it comes out of the holster. But, you know, it is what it is.
Well, but see, here's the thing. Like, I look at people like Tiger McKee and Clint Smith, right? These are two guys. Now, Clint Smith, of course, has changed guns over time, but he's had, you know, he still primarily runs a single-stack 1911. Clint McKee, or Tiger McKee, I think he still runs the same single-stack 1911 he got back in the 70s. And these are guys that can get out there, and, I mean, just like Steve can grab any 1911 and get out there and go through the manual of arms and then run that gun in all sorts of tactical exercises. No problems, no nothing, right? Very few, I mean, it probably has to do a little bit with the gun, but it also has a little bit to do with the operator. When you take a gun now and make it to the level that you make it and hand it to an operator like Steve or Chuck or you, I mean, I've seen you shoot. With somebody like you guys that can shoot these things and you know how to actually handle the platform, aren't you better shooters than the common garden people that just own Glocks, and maybe they're in the police department, and they're issued a Glock, and this is what they have.
Yeah, I think I would absolutely say that those of us who shoot a lot like that are better shooters. But part of that is because we shoot a lot,
right?
You know, Eric and I, between the two of us here at the shop this year, we'll probably round out the year at 30,000 rounds of 9mm shot this year, just testing guns. That doesn't include our own recreational enjoyment shooting. Well, when you shoot 15 or 20,000 rounds a year, you're bound to get good. Maybe you only get fast, but you're going to be really good at being fast.
Right.
If you use that training time and that free ammo, quote unquote, for actual practice like we've been doing, then you get good and fast, which is exciting to me. But, yeah, I mean, there are guys, though, like Steve.
Let me get you to hold right there. Hold right there, if you will. I was listening so much, the break snuck up on me. We're in the middle of 1911 University, and this is Lock and Load.
AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
From the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. GlockWeapons.com. Talking, this is 1911 University with Joe Chambers, and we're speaking with Joe Chambers. And, you know, I've been going through, I was telling him that I've been going through a little bit of a change and a little bit of a self-examination, but I keep coming back to the same thing, though, Joe. I keep coming back to the same thing. I haven't got Joe's gun yet, right? Because I know when I get right. Joe's gun, that's going to be the best combat pistol I own. And with the CZs and the Glocks and all the other guns, right now, until I get your gun, the best combat gun I have is the one from SDI. Because it is a single-action trigger that I have, you know, it's... That's the thing, isn't it? The 1911, 2011, 2019, depending on who's building it, in some cases, like from SDI on up, when they get to you, when they get to your level, when you churn out a gun, you effectively nullify this whole idea that a 2011, 1911, or whatever, that it is not viable in the 21st century.
Yes. Yeah. And I was actually reading some comments during the break on your post on Facebook, your YouTube video post, and I saw that my buddy Scott had commented, and he kind of echoes my thoughts on the deal. You know, it, especially for new shooters, I found it easier to teach them the manipulation of the thumb safety. It's very easy. It's natural. Your thumb goes there when you draw the gun,
sure,
and thus it knocks the safety down. And that's where you want your thumb to stay anyway when you're shooting a semi-automatic pistol. I have seen one person in my lifetime break their thumb by having their thumb behind the slide when they fired the gun. It looked extremely painful. Not something I would ever want to endure.
Sounds extremely painful.
Yeah, it is. I have a very close personal friend named Luke that dude, his hands are so big that it doesn't matter what kind of pistol he shoots. Semi-automatic pistol, it's gonna cut him on his knuckles and the web of his hand, except for a 1911. Just the way they're designed, the trigger, you know, is much better. And the argument goes to, well, you know, a single stack gun only has 7 to 9 rounds. Okay, you know, and again, Scott and I, we've discussed this many times. Are you going to get in a gunfight? Are you going somewhere in order to get into a gunfight? If you are, you should probably bring a rifle, a couple of mags, a dump pouch, a med kit, a tourniquet, a ballistic vest.
Right.
That's what people take when they know they're going to get in a gunfight. They're going somewhere to get in a gunfight. If you're a concealed carry person, you know, the stats are pretty clear, 3 to 7 rounds at 7 to 10 yards. And it's over. There's no time to reload. You know, there's no time to jockey about and get on your armored vest and grab all your kit. It's a skin that smoke wagon and see what happens kind of moment. So, you know, do you really need 28 rounds, 20 rounds? Probably not. Are there instances in recent history where having a reload on a pistol with a 17 round mag would be handy? Sure. You know, if you're responding or happen to be at an active shooter situation where a guy's wandering the halls or more than one guy is wandering the halls of a building shooting innocents, yeah, having 30 or 40 bullets in your pocket would be handy.
Right.
But at the same time, I think it's important to realize, like the shooting out in Colorado a number of years ago in the church, the off-duty officer or whatever she was that killed the bad guy, you know, that shot, she made that shot from like 78 yards away. And yeah, she did it with a Glock from a rest. And it was amazing. You know, maybe Jesus helped the flight of the bullet. I don't know.
Yeah.
But, you know, those things are excruciatingly rare. And so this banter back and forth that people have about, well, this is best, that's best. Man, pick what's best for you and your situation. If you like having a gun with no thumb safety and 17 rounds in the magazine, pick a gun that occupies that space. If you want a more accurate weapon system, a better trigger, multiple safeties, then pick a gun that occupies that space. That could be a CZ, that could be a Browning, you know, it could be a 1911, a 2011, a 2019, but pick what you're comfortable with, learn it, train with it, become proficient with it, and just like Chuck says in his no-fail class, you know, there may be a time where you have to make that shot because your life or someone who you love's life depends on no-fail. And so get proficient with whatever it is. And I've seen guys, you know, on the line at classes now this past year with Glocks and with Walters and CZs and HKs and all kinds of guns. And they shoot no-fail, you know, no-fail drills to as good as you can shoot them. Well, not as good as you can shoot them. I've never seen somebody shoot a 110X. But, you know, they're shooting plenty proficient to make that shot.
Yeah.
Is there a mechanical advantage to the single action trigger? Absolutely. That's unarguable. But, you know, if you're not comfortable with it, if you're not comfortable with the manipulation of the weapon, then you should not be carrying it.
Well, now, you know, I want to discuss, I want to play devil's advocate on that one just simply because of my history with it and what used to be factual, which is, you know, now it's changed. Arguably, there's more choice and everything out there. But when we get back, I'm going to lob some stuff at you and just get your opinion of it because you actually build guns that would deal with some of this stuff. And I think that's splendiferous. For those of you that are looking for the ultimate in the 1911/2011/2019, which is his designation because it's his guns, you probably would like to go to ChambersCustom.com and look at this. And look at what he does. Look at what he puts together. I can tell you, unequivocally, it is the best 1911 you would ever have a chance to fire. It is absolutely just a non-moving thing that is highly accurate, easy to manipulate. It's just stupendous in every way possible. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
CZ USA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZ USA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to CZ-USA.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991. For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
During a briefing on Capitol Hill, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says that she's offended by suggestions that she hates President Trump. Now, shortly thereafter her press briefing, the Republicans had theirs, and House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, reacts to Speaker Pelosi saying she doesn't hate the president.
I'll take the Speaker at her word, but if she paused for a moment, if she looked at just the facts, she would not have made that determination.
President Trump and the First Lady light the national Christmas tree in Washington, D.C.
And now the First Lady will do the honors of lighting the national Christmas tree. So we'll count from five down to that very special number. Five, four, three, two, one.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money. Money! Money!
Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type, and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
From the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We are talking to Joe Chambers from Chambers Custom, and this is 1911 University. Now, you just made reference to the what is actually empirical data coming from people like Masada Yub, James Yeager. They all agree most gunfights are going to be about 3 rounds, 3 seconds, 3 feet. Is that what you believe?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, those are the kind of numbers the FBI releases all the time for gunfights, for civilian self-defense gunfights.
And in that case,
ain't nobody laying prone on their back taking aim with a rifle at 1,000 yards.
And that means that a single stack pistol of any kind, as long as it has what, 5 rounds, 8 rounds. Well, 8 rounds is about standard, and with some of the full size 1911s that are single stack, 10 rounds in 9mm. So that falls within that. And any tactical instructor will tell you that the handgun, if this is going to last more than 30 seconds, the handgun is to fight your way to the real gun, which is the rifle. Right? That's pretty much rule of thumb, right?
Yep. That's it.
Now, in this world that we live in now, though, this is where my problem, and I'm just waiting for this to happen. We live in a nation right now today, and it doesn't happen where I live, it doesn't happen where you live, but in certain places where American people live, like, say, for example, when Trump gets reelected, or if Trump gets reelected and then Ruth Bader Ginsburg finally succumbs or just retires, I think the lady, she's proved her point, she's plenty tough, got my respect. spend the remainder of your life, however it is, relaxing or whatever. But when he has to appoint somebody there, there's a lot of people out there that think there's going to be violence. In which case, we're going to be talking about mobs. And it's not going to be one of these things where a single person is going to be able to stand up to a mob. I don't care what they have. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, but I honestly, they said that was going to happen when Trump got elected the first time.
Well, there was violence when Trump got elected the first time. They had parts of Washington, D.C. burned. And I'm glad I wasn't a limousine parked in Washington, D.C., or a Starbucks. They always go after the Starbucks. I don't know where that is. They always go after the Starbucks.
It's kind of funny they go after the places that support them.
You would think the hipsters would be like, well, you know, we can go ahead and burn down the Starbucks, but you know it's pumpkin spice
right.
season. So, anyway, I mean, they're always going after that.
We had worse riots in the 70s, the race riots. We had worse riots during the Rodney King ordeal. I lived in Atlanta during the Rodney King ordeal, and it was a hot mess. It was way worse than when Trump got elected the first time. Way worse. I mean, it was a mess. So, yeah, I mean, is it good to be prepared? Absolutely, especially if you live in a megatropolis area, basically anywhere from Philadelphia to Fort Lauderdale on the East Coast, and anywhere from Seattle to San Diego on the West Coast. And this is coming from a guy that doesn't go to town without a rifle in the vehicle.
Right.
You know, because reasons. But do I think that means everybody needs to be gearing up to carry, you know, a double stack with 20-round mag and four extra 30-round sticks? No.
No.
I mean, stay home. Don't go in. We have news. We have live broadcasts on the internet and on television 24 hours a day. If you wake up in the morning and they say there's riots in your city, downtown is burning, don't go to work downtown. Stay home. I mean, use some common sense. Unless you just want to get in a gunfight now, right? If you're one of those people that's like, heck yeah, the big igloo is on, okay, well, you do you, baby.
Personally,
I don't want to get shot.
No, I can't. I don't know anybody that does. But then we come to the next thing. Now, at some point, I believe we're going to see here in the United States an attack like we saw at the Westgate Mall in Nairobi, Kenya. And now, I would not expect us to see the same kind of incompetence here that we saw in Nairobi, Kenya. But in Kenya, the people that responded first, because the military and the law enforcement took, I think, nearly 4.5 hours to respond to it, a lot of people with permits heard this and went there and saved a lot of people going in there with Glocks and CZs, or as they call them over there, Seskas. And they went in there and got people and brought them out. And they were fighting guys with fully automatic weapons. Of course, AK and, you know, Soviet bloc type variants and everything else. But, I mean, they went in there with handguns, and they went in there without a bunch of 30-rounders or anything. And went, in one case, I read about one guy who said, I left my spare magazine at home.
Yeah.
And he still went, which, you know.
Well, and
what'd you call that? The smoking igloo? What'd you call that?
The big igloo.
The big igloo, yeah. So, you know, can you – is – or the other thing that we could be facing, which would be a little more pressing for people walking around, concealed carriers, would be a Mumbai type of attack where these guys were mobile and moving from place to place, and they had people all over the place, and they, you know, they were operating in 2 or 3 man teams. And I mean, I when that was going on, I remember a bunch of reporters saying, you know, the British, wherever they're saying, all right, here comes the police now, except it was the terrorists who had stolen the police vehicle, and they just lit up the reporters as they went by. So that's another type of attack where, you know, it would be beneficial to be a little more prepared beyond the 3 rounds, 3 seconds, 3 feet, wouldn't you think?
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
Absolutely. And, you know, one of those, I think one of the things that the pundits, by and large, they just dismiss is the preparedness of the general American population that owns firearms.
Right.
You know, I think by and large, if a situation like that were to occur, not only would the police arrive in relatively quick fashion, because let's face it, in urban areas, police response times are fairly fast. They're not as fast as a gunfight starts and ends, obviously,
right.
But they are fairly fast. They're minutes, not hours. But I think you would also see in a situation like that, the mobilization of American men. And we are living in a time frame, I believe, where, you know, we have literally
lots of veterans.
We have hundreds of thousands of recently exited military men and women that were combat trained and saw combat, and they understand the dynamics of that. And we have people like.
Let me get you to hold right there, because we're coming up on the break, and I definitely want to finish this part because finally somebody's thinking the way I do. I'm not crazy after all. Thank goodness. This is 1911 University with Joe Chambers from Chambers Custom. As I'm making the case for the double stack working man's gun, the wide body. When it gets there, I'll be carrying it just in case. This is Lock and Load.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Last time on the firing line, coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. Got to make sure I'm getting ready to push the right button, because this is the drama of live radio. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We're talking to Joe Chambers from Chambers Custom. Where I'm making the case for a double stack 1911, 2011, 2019 of the type that he builds, and the reason I'm making the case for that gun is whenever I see somebody carrying a gun like that, that indicates to me a degree of confidence. Would you agree with that? If somebody's carrying that kind of a gun nowadays, this is a guy that is very comfortable with the platform, and he's probably somebody to be feared.
Generally speaking, yes. Of our clientele, absolutely.
So then, if we have somebody that is really, really good with it and everything else, because, you know, honestly, I carried, just to see if I could do it or not, I concealed the Night Fighter. I had a holster that would fit into, and I walked around with it for a day concealed. I kind of felt like I was concealing the, you know, the Costco Wheaties box that you can buy at Costco, for the restaurant size. But it worked, and with a gun like that, and with the, you know, that's a gun that makes the shooter better, I think, just because of the way the gun's put together. Now, a good shooter can take a gun, any gun, and shoot it well. But I think sometimes with it's at certain levels of gunsmithing that the shooter is better with a better gun. Would you agree with that?
Yes.
So back to these, because I, you know, so far it hasn't happened yet. I've heard about a bunch of police departments postulating. How would this be if this happened or whatever? And I heard about some drill that was run in New Jersey, where the New Jersey law enforcement basically got wiped out, and they just stopped the drill prematurely because they were losing so bad, and they're trying to figure it out. Because in the event of a really bad on-the-ground, dismounted terrorist attack, it's going to be the police that are going to respond first, unless there's armed citizens there.
Yes.
And you were just making the reference about how there's... Now, right now, there's, I believe, 24 million current veterans walking around the street, various ages and, you know, various conditions. And some of these could quite easily just go right back into combat if the need arose. And for this is a very unique time in our history, isn't it? I think last time we probably were like, this was World War II.
Correct. Yep.
So that would be something for them to deal with. But what do you think most people walk around carrying? Are they carrying the single stack, small, little, easy to conceal gun? Or are they carrying something that's a weapon?
I think most of the people that I know carry either a single stack 1911 on the daily, or they carry a Glock 19, or something in that size range. You know, a mid-size gun, not a compact, not a full-size, you know, not a subcompact. Because the general mindset is that you're not going into a gunfight.
Sure.
Even like Steve Fisher, you know, he carries a lot of the time a single stack, 9mm, 1911. Or he carries a Glock 19 sized gun from agency. So I think that's kind of the standard weapon system. On the same vein of first responders, you know, we're also living in a very unique time where training is at its height. Quality training is at its height. You have people out there like, you know, Jared Rest and Blowers, Chuck Pressburg, Steve Fisher, that are training civilians not to do military type stuff, but to be proficient with their weapon systems, whatever choice they make. And, you know, like for me, eventually, I will get around to building a double stack commander size 9mm, probably with a 38 super barrel. Just because, you know, similar to what Brandon's working on for you, because it's basically the same size as a Glock 19, but it gives you the advantages.
Yes. Okay.
That's where you wanted me to go, isn't it?
You walked right into my cunning trap because, you know, right now it seems like the trend now that I'm seeing is a commander size / 19 sized upper with a slide and everything else, but with a versatile lower that can, you know, is just a little bit longer than the compact, but it's still carrying the full load of the bigger brother. Or in the case of the 1911, see, or with the 2011s, they can, because, you know, they have 125 millimeter, 140 millimeter, 170 millimeter magazines that can fit into these things. You can carry 17 rounds, 20 rounds, 30 rounds, whatever you need to carry, and it's the same gun. And is this the trend that we're going to be seeing now? Are we going to be seeing these? Because, you know, I've got the guns that I seem to like the most have the full-size grip and the smaller upper.
Yeah, I think that's the trend that's kind of rolling along right now and probably going to continue for a while. And the beautiful thing about the wide body design of the 2011-2019s is if you want to cut the grip just a little bit, now you can have your 126 millimeter 18 round mags that are flush. So you don't have to have a magwell. You really don't. I mean, let's be honest. If you're in a self-defense situation, you're not going to reload anyway. You don't need a magwell. It's unnecessary. But like a Glock 17 uses Glock, I mean, a Glock 19 uses Glock 17 mags with the wide body, single action pistols. you can use any of those mags. So if a guy was feeling froggy, or if a guy thought, man, I got to go, you know, into a bad part of town, I'm going to carry my double stack. Well, he can throw one of those 170 30 round mags in his back pocket or on a belt slide mag carrier. And now he's got nearly 50 rounds of ammo.
Yeah.
And as a lot of people have experienced since we brought the Knife Fighters out, shooting at 100 yards on silhouette size steel with a red dot on the slide is easy. Once you understand that you can do it, it's a lot easier than you think it is. And I actually have a client who has a Knife Fighter. He sent me a message the other day. He was in Chuck's No Fail class, and he sent me a message. And he says, I was shooting my pistol better than I was shooting my rifle.
Goodness.
In the class. And I'm like, yeah, well, I don't know what that says about your rifle, but... You know, but you get that mechanical advantage. You have a superlative trigger. You have superlative accuracy. You have unquestioned reliability, and all of that combines with a gun that's easy to handle, easy to sight, easy for follow up shots. It's very intuitive. You know, a rifle is not a necessarily intuitive weapon to use.
No, not most of the time. The rifle has a lot more things happening with it. We're about to run out of time. This I have enjoyed. I have enjoyed flexing, getting all this information out of you, because now I know you and I could go to the same psychiatrist. We'll do it again next week. Thank you for joining me, sir.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
All right. Back again in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this. It's never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
We know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIguns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
I am not done, but I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks of life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.